Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Madinah, 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 Madinah. Ye subah Madina, ye sham Madina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam Madina. Madine ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par ho madde nazar hai tera main Madina. Bala jaane kya ja Madina ye alam tera kaif e khush kharam e Madina. Ye subah e Madina, ye sham e Madina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam e Madina. Nigahon mein sultaniyat hech hogi jo payega dil mein paya main Madina. Sukoon-e jahan tum kaha dhoondte ho, sukoon-e jahan hai Nizam-e-Madina. Ye subah Madina, ye sham-e-Madina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e-Madina. Ho azad akhtar game do jahan se jo ho jaye dil se gulam e Madina. Ye subah Madina, ye sham e Madina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam e Madina.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعد الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إياكم والظن فإن الظن أكذب الحديث. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام حسن الظن من حسن العبادة. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected ulama, elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, and all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the sixth year after Hijrah, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah and he came to Madinatul Munawwara, the Sulah Hudaybiyah took place. Sulah Hudaybiyah is the peace treaty between the Muslims and the non-Muslims to end the war of 19 years. One of the terms and conditions of the peace treaty was whoever want to join alliances with anyone, with the Muslims or the non-Muslims, they were free to do so. In Makkah al-Mukarramah, there were two tribes, the tribe of Banu Bakr and the tribe of Banu Makhzum. The tribe of Banu Bakr formed alliances with the non-Muslims of Makkah Mukarramah. And the tribe of Banu Makhzum, they formed alliances with the Muslims. The Muslims could not attack the non-Muslims. The non-Muslims could not attack the Muslims. And whoever formed alliances with anyone, they were also bound by the terms and conditions of that peace treaty. On one occasion, the tribe of Banu Bakr, who had formed alliances with the disbelievers in Makkah Mukarramah, they launched a brutal attack on the tribe of Banu Makhzum in Makkah Mukarramah. The tribe of Banu Makhzum had formed alliances with the Muslims. And by attacking the tribe of Banu Makhzum, they had violated the terms and conditions of the peace treaty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard about this in Madinah Munawwara. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to the Quraysh or the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarramah, who were the principal people with whom the peace treaty was signed. He ordered them to pay the blood money of all the people from the tribe of Banu Makhzum. Second option, if you do not want to pay the blood money, then distance yourself from the tribe of Banu Bakr. And if you cannot do that, then cancel the peace treaty. The disbelievers of Makkah Mukarramah did not respond to any one of these three conditions. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had understood through this that now there is no peace treaty. The peace treaty has been cancelled. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam secretly intended to launch an attack on the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarramah. This was a secret of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba in Madina Munawwara, they were aware of the intention of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also made dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that to keep his intention secret and not to have it divulged to the non-Muslims. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Zubair ibn Awam, and Abu Marsad Ghanawi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He told all three of them, go to a place called Rawza-e-Khakh. It's the name of a place between Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwara. You will find a woman. She's got a letter. Go bring that letter and hand it over to me. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Zubair ibn Awam, and Abu Marsad Ghanawi radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they rode on their horses and they came to that place, Rawza-e-Khakh, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there will be a woman there traveling to Makkah Mukarramah. They approached her. They told her, لَتُخْرِجَنَّ الْكِتَابِ. Where's that letter you've got? You're carrying a letter to deliver to Makkah. Where is that letter? Take it out. Her immediate response was denial. I don't have any letter. Ali radiallahu ta'ala then threatened her and told to her, you either take that letter out, otherwise we will be compelled to search you. Very reluctantly, she took her hand and put it in the back by her plait of hair, which was just above the hips. She took out a letter and she gave it to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Zubair ibn Awam, Abu Marsad Ghanabi radiallahu anhum, they returned to Madinah to Munawwara and they gave this letter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read that letter, and it happened to be a letter from a very great, illustrious Badri Sahabi, Abu Hatib Balta'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarramah, informing them about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intention to launch an attack on Makkah Mukarramah or to the disbelievers. Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu actually intended to divulge the secret of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to keep to himself and to the Sahaba, Abu Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that in the letter. This was a serious mistake. We can even call it a political mistake. It was an error. It was a secret of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There couldn't be anything worse than that, to withhold and to preserve the secret of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of utmost importance to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the Sahaba. But here, a Sahabi, who is a Badri Sahabi, so close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is secretly informing the people of Makkah Mukarramah about the intentions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There wouldn't be anything more serious than this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Hatib Balta'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ma haza ya Hatib? Oh Hatib, what is this? What do you do with this? Why are you writing this letter? So Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu then gave an explanation to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, O Prophet of Allah, all your companions, all the Sahaba that are here in Madinah Munawwara, who made hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, they have families in Makkah Mukarramah to look after their interest in Makkah Mukarramah. I'm not an original resident of Makkah Mukarramah, I'm from Yemen. I settled into Makkah Mukarramah, and I do not have any family there, like how the Sahaba of Makkah Mukarramah have families in Makkah Mukarramah to look after their interests. My intention was never to betray Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I knew for the fact, whatever is decreed by Allah will definitely happen. Allah's help and assistance will definitely be with you. But I just used this as an opportunity to inform the people of Makkah Mukarramah so that they could look after my interest and the interest of my family in Makkah Mukarramah. He explained himself to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a serious offense, serious mistake he has made. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not immediately react to that. Asked him for an explanation. Why did you do this, O Hatib? After Hatib radiallahu ta'ala gave that explanation, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ama innahu qad sadaq. He has spoken the truth. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was there. He was overwhelmed with what Hatib radiallahu ta'ala did. He was angry, he was upset. Betraying Allah and the Rasul. He immediately responded and he said, Innahu qad khana Allah wa Rasulah. Da'ni fali adrib unuqahu ya Rasulallah. O Prophet of Allah, this person, he has embezzled in an amanat and a trust of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just leave me, let me behead this person. He was overwhelmed, he was angry with what Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu did. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and told to him, Alaysa qad shahida badran? Is Hatib radiallahu ta'ala not a Badri Sahabi? Did he not take part in the battle of Badr? La'alla Allah ittala'a ahla Badr. وقال قد وجبت لكم الجنة. Didn't Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala focus to the Sahaba that took part in the battle of Badr, and Allah pronounced, Allah proclaimed that Jannat has become wajib upon them. After this, when Nabi Kareem mentioned this to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then there were tears that came down the eyes of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he mentioned, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and the Rasul knows best. I don't know. Allah and the Rasul knows best. There's quite a lot of lessons we can learn from this incident. The first lesson we learn, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Man is created weak. We all have our weaknesses and shortcomings. Besides the Anbiya, besides the Prophet of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, everyone have weaknesses, everyone have shortcomings. Al-insan murakkab bain al-khataya wa nisyan. A human being is a combination of errors and mistakes. Kullukum khatta'un wa khayrul khatta'in at-tawabun. Every one of you and the best of those persons that are those that make tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No one is perfect. We all make mistakes. If today somebody else made mistake, tomorrow we may make a mistake. Or it may be a third person that will make mistake. We live within a community of human beings. And we have to condition our minds that somebody is going to make a mistake. And nobody is perfect. Second lesson we learn, if anyone makes a mistake, what we think is a mistake, or any information we have about somebody that they have caught did something wrong, then don't react with emotion. Follow the principle. Seek clarity from that person. Hatib radiallahu ta'ala who committed a serious offense, divulging the secret of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a chance to Hatib radiallahu ta'ala to explain himself. And this is a great sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we hear somebody have done something, sometimes we hear it from the third source and the fourth source. And then we digest that information and we react in a negative way, in a wrong way. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that interact with a person directly. Get clarity from the person directly. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Hatib radiallahu ta'ala and asked him, "Oh Hatib, what is this?" He allowed Hatib radiallahu to explain himself. And after Hatib radiallahu to explain himself, Nabi Kareem sallam mentioned that what he said is true and correct. And from this we also understand that we should avoid getting information from third source and fourth sources that could be very, very misleading. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. If a fasiq, becoming a fasiq consequently after doing the wrong thing. If such a person brings information to you, do not just accept that information. Do not eat and drink and digest that information. Seek clarity. Find out the reality of it. And if you do not do that, you just accept that information, especially when you get information from somebody that's emotional, or you get information from somebody who you know got it in for the next person, then the fuqaha have mentioned that the getting a shahadat and witness from two people that disagree with each other is even rejected in a court. You cannot accept such information. And if when you come to know the reality of what happened, فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ, you may just regret in future. So a very great lesson we learn, that in order to look after our ruhaniyat, to look after our own spirituality, anything happened in a community, anything happened in the ummah, anything happened in the society, if it is possible for you to seek direct clarity, then one should do so. And the third most important lesson we learn from this is, if it is proven that somebody have done something wrong, then too, don't write that person off. Everybody has good in them, they've got bad in them. So assuming it has been established that somebody has done something wrong, don't only focus on the wrong of the person may have done some right as well. See how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responded to Hatib radiallahu ta'ala nu. Umar radiallahu ta'ala nu, he was overwhelmed. And he said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, leave me, let me behead him." Hadhrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala's focus was on the mistake Hatib radiallahu ta'ala nu made. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned it around. Yes, he made a mistake. But beside the mistake, Alisa kal shahida badran? Did he not take part in the battle of Badr? When somebody does something wrong, don't forget the good of that person as well. Don't only focus on his wrong and write the person off. If it's established the person has done wrong, enter into dialogue, explain the person, you explain him, you try to understand him, let him also understand you. But firstly, don't get information from third source, get it directly. And after getting it directly too, then focus on the positive of the person as well. Just as you focus him on the negative, also focus on the positive of the person as well. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not forget the great sacrifices the Qurbani Hadha Hatib radiallahu ta'ala has made. He made a mistake here, but he didn't forget the good he had also done. And from this we learn a great lesson. So many of our people who have done great effort and sacrifice in the work of da'wat and tabligh. Somewhere along the wrong line, something went wrong. You don't only focus on the wrong they did. What about the great effort and sacrifices they made in a country through which deen has come into the houses of thousands of people? They reformed the lives of so many people. Salat has come into the lives of so many people. What about the great other ulama, past and present? They're doing so much of work. The ulama in the Darul Ulooms, the ulama in the Jamiats, the ulama that are doing welfare work, the ulama that are working locally and internationally. When you engage in these kind of work, somewhere along the line, you may make a mistake. See, if somebody does come make a mistake, they don't only forget on a mistake and wrap that person up because of the mistake. There must be some other good that they have done. So why do we only focus on the wrong of the person and then we forget all the good that the person have done? The moment we think like that, turn it around. What if it was me? How would you like somebody to react to you? لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخي ما يحب لنفسه. Your iman is not complete until you do not love for your brother what you love for your own self. If you made a mistake, how you want somebody to react to you? You want that person to engage with you directly. You want to explain yourself. So if you want to do, if you wish somebody to treat you like that, why do we treat other people in a different way? So these are some very important lessons that we learn from this sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is very, very healthy for our ruhaniyat and for our spirituality. May Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to keep our hearts pure, clean, follow the principles of the Sharia, and inshallah, if you do that, and many principles of the Sharia are just in keeping with, even with logic. You know it is a logical thing, it's the right thing to do. Just apply your mind, find out from the ulama that you trust, what's the sunnah in this? What's the Quran, the teaching of the Quran in this? What's the teaching of the hadith in this? And inshallah you'll be safe from fitna. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Mal Ibrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات صلوات زاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات صلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. الحمد لله حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك. اللهم أنت السلام. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنسانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم اجعل قبورنا روزة من رياض الجنة اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة Oh my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, Allah you are Tawwab, Allah you are Ghafoor, Allah you are Haleem, Allah you are Azeem, Allah you are Kareem, Oh Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Dhal Jalal, Ya Ikram, Allah forgive us each and every sin of ours. Oh Allah, from the head to the toe, with every part and every limb of our body we have committed sins. Allah we are drowning in sins, Oh my Kareem Allah, Allah your Zaat is pure, Allah your Zaat is clear, okay, Ya Allah, pure and clean. Oh, my Kareem Allah, we have committed so many sins. Oh Allah, we feel ashamed for the sin that we have committed. Oh Allah, our focus is not only on our sin, our focus is on your rahmat and your mercy. Allah, you have told us in the Quran Kareem, Udhuni astajib lakum. We should make dua to you and you would accept our dua. Allah, you have given us hope in the Quran Kareem and you told to us, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Oh Allah, here we are in your house. We are not respondent of your rahmat and your mercy. Allah, we are saying that you are Rahman and you are Rahim. Oh, Makareem Allah, we have presented ourselves with a load of sins. Oh Allah, we are drowning in sins. Forgive each and every sin of ours, Allah. Allah, forgive the sin that we have committed with our eyes. Allah, forgive us the sin that we have committed with our ears. Allah, forgive us the sin that we have committed with our mouth. Oh Allah, forgive us the sin that we have committed with our hands and our feet. Allah, forgive us the sin that we have committed with our minds and our hearts. Allah, cleanse us and purify us, Oh, Makareem Allah. Allah strengthen our iman, O Makareem Allah. Grant us love for the Quran Kareem, O Allah. Allah grant us love for the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us tawfiq and hidayat, O Allah, to cleanse our heart and purify our heart. Grant us tawfiq and hidayat, O Allah, to fulfill the huquq and the rights of each other, O Allah, in our interaction with each other. Do not let us do anything, O Allah, through which we hurt people, O Makareem Allah. We take away the respect, we take away the dignity, we take away the honor. Allah, grant us tawfiq and hidayat, O Allah, to fulfill the huquq and the right of each other. O Allah, if we have hurt anyone, O Allah, Forgive us, O Makarim Allah. Compensate, O Allah, all those people that we have hurt. And may Allah absolve us from the burden of the day of Qiyamah. Allah, in our hearts, O Allah, in our depth of our heart, Ya Allah, restore the love of the ulama in our hearts. O Allah, grant us the love and the muhabbat for the ulama. O Allah, forgive the ulama. O Allah, forgive them for their weakness, shortcoming. Accept all the khidmat, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, whatever the focus is in serving the ummah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in guiding the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Allah, Allah, help us, assist us, guide us. Oh Allah, inspire the Ummah of Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, save us. Ya Allah, from speaking anything bad and evil against the ulama. Look after us and protect us, Ummah of Kareem Allah. Do not hold us responsible for that in the day of Qiyamah. Oh Ummah of Kareem Allah. Make us among the Salihin. Oh Allah, make our awlad naked and salih. Oh Allah, make our huwacha awlad, oh Allah, among those people that come to a masajid. Open the Quran Kareem. Oh Makareem Allah, keep our awlad away from drugs. Oh Allah, keep our awlad away from pornography. Oh Allah, keep them away from every form of evil, oh Makareem Allah. Oh Allah, to remove this pandemic from us completely, oh Allah, and all your ni'mat and your bounties that we have been deprived to during this pandemic. Oh Allah, please remove it from us. Oh Allah, we ask you for forgiveness, Allah. Oh Allah, oh, that we have committed so many sins through which, Ya Allah, we have been deprived of your rahmat and your mercy. Make us maaf, O Makarim Allah. Oh Allah, grant us tawfiq and hidayah to make tawbah. Oh Allah, when the time comes for us to leave the dunya, grant us tawfiq and hidayah to make sincere tawbah. Grant us tawbah and nasuha. Let our heart be brimming with your love, Ya Allah. And we have the shauq and desire to meet you, O Makarim Allah. Oh Allah, you also wish to meet us, O Makarim Allah. Oh Allah, grant us both whilst we are engaged in the acts of ibadat. Grant us both whilst we are serving the deen of Allah. Ya Allah, do not give us both while we think bad and evil of anyone, such that Ya Allah, the words come out from our mouth to which we hurt other people. Ya Allah, let us not be among those people through which Ya Allah, evil spread in the community and society. Let us not be among those people that evil spread in the community and society. Ya Allah, make us among those people that are miftah lil khair, that we open the door of khair and barakah. Ya Allah, do not make us among those people, Ya Allah, that spread evil in the, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, make us mighlaqan li shar. Let us close the door for shar and evil, O Makarim Allah. Let us be among those people that promote love, muhabbat and unity, brotherhood and ukhuwat in the community. O Allah, do not make us among those people that break our ties from each other, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, accept our dua in the tufail of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa ashabi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا